Hello, I'm Ted Cassidy from Phoenix Square and De Montfort University. Catherine, have you enjoyed today? Tell us where you're from.
I've thoroughly enjoyed today. I'm from business. I'm from a company called Ideal World, which is a digital TV company.
Oh, excellent.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed today. It's been really, really interesting to get people's heads together talking about the future. I've really enjoyed the fact that the phrase they used was globalisation has led to localisation. And when we did the group that I facilitated on future retail, what came out of it was actually people haven't changed.
They haven't changed much?
No.
What do you think of Phoenix Square then?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a great venue. I've been here for several events, business and pleasure.
Yeah.
Love the cinema. It's underutilised, unfortunately. Well, but we need to change that.
I'd like to see Phoenix Square as the centre for all this debate about the future. It's a perfect place for it. And we're looking at having a young people's conference similar to today in the spring next year. And we'll provide the facilities and we're looking for sponsors. And John, the speaker this morning, will come and do a session free. So we really want young people to put their views about the future, because some of us old people might not be around in 2020.
Careful who you call old. Ted, you've had quite a long relationship with Amplified Leicester.
I have,
and,
yes.
This feels like kind of yet another step up for it in terms of the kind of conversation it's having with the city.
Yes, I think Amplified Leicester was a brilliant project, getting people who perhaps don't get involved normally talking their views, giving their views, and putting their views about the future. And I think that's really important. On Monday, we had an opening of a project called Leicester Speaks. And we had an hour where people got up on the stage and spoke for a minute. And I tell you, that was the most mind-blowing experience I've ever had, because people got up on the stage and spoke about child benefit effects, cuts on old people, the future of Leicester. And my favourite was a young chap who came from Slough to Leicester, and he said Leicester's much better than Slough. It's got everything. It's got McDonald's. It was wonderful. And then he told us that he was a county runner and had won loads of awards, and he was so shy about getting up. So it was a wonderful experience. And what Leicester's, I think, one of its strengths, if we build on it, is the ability of the citizens to speak their views. So it's been a wonderful few days.
Do they have to do it without repetition, hesitation or deviation? And was Nicholas Parsons there?
Well, they were told to keep it clean, but there was not one swear word spoken in a whole hour. It was so brilliant. It's on leicesterspeaks.org.uk, the whole of the session.
One of the things that I was sitting next to Ross Grant from the Leicester Council during the plenary earlier, and he said he's going to take it on board with one of the DMU guys and Sue, and actually put all the action points, things to do from today, on the agenda with the council.
Absolutely.
And because it's been open sourced, no individual councillor from the opposition or from the Labour side can actually challenge it.
It seems to me that Phoenix Square is kind of indicative of the amount of inward investment there's been in infrastructure in Leicester over the last 10 or 15 years. I remember the first time I came to Leicester, it's quite a scary place, 20 years ago. And it's now physically very vibrant, but a day like today seems to be about human resources and how they connect with all this great stuff that they're here, because there's so much potential here.
Yeah.
And one, the thing that I love most about coming here, because I'm from London obviously, is how many people here just love Leicester. People here are passionate about the place they live.
Well, funny enough, we actually were saying earlier how we didn't recognise that fact for a long time. And the events of the weekend, I think, has brought that to the fore.
Yes.
You know, and it's made me... I'm born and bred Leicester, but I've lived in London, I've lived in Manchester, and I've come back again. And the diversity in terms of multiculturalism is always a tick and a good and nice.
Yeah.
But I think the open-mindedness of that, and the festivals that we've had,
and
the music festivals that we've had, and the creative festivals that we've had, has meant that the creativity within is so accepted and available. And it's still a small town, it's still a village, and things like We Are Leicester and the Leicester music scene on Facebook and all that. And I was saying to one of my friends today, because we're talking about the challenges regarding the music industry and how people can get contracts, just because of Facebook and Twitter, I now know that tonight I can go and see a gig somewhere. That I couldn't have got that information previously. And so that band is getting an audience, and that creativity in art, the art thing on the Umberston Gate, it's fantastic.
Well, we've always talked about Leicester being a harmonious city and community cohesion is very strong here. But on Sunday, it just showed it. Everybody was so happy together and showing what Leicester is really about. Not about the EDL, who didn't damage the city. The reputation of the city is still intact, and it could have damaged it so much. But we had a vigil on Friday night at the Clock Tower, we had a service in the cathedral, and then we had a wonderful celebration on Sunday. And I tell you, that's what Leicester is. And I think we need to build on that and make really a lot of things happen.
It's almost like that episode of Question Time. What the EDL have done is galvanised us against it. And it's really reinforced it, and it's made us all club together on it. And that's been really, really positive. And also, the attitude towards the police force, because Bill Knott was saying he's been stopped in the street and thanked.
The police did an incredible job. The EDL is the English Defence League, who bust in 1,000 fascists to complain about Islam and protest, and a bunch of them got arrested on Saturday. And on Sunday, there was a multicultural festival to celebrate diversity in Leicester, attended by thousands and thousands more people, all of them locals, and all of them happy to be part of a multicultural Leicester. But the police did some amazing stuff, because they were using social technology. They used Twitter and YouTube to dispel rumours, to disseminate real information, to calm people down, to make people feel like they were being listened to by the police. It was an astonishing display. And I was watching it from London, and most of my information about the day came from the police, and that has never happened before.
So it's interesting, because I decided, along with lots of other people, to keep out of Leicester on Saturday, because I think the message was, try and not let young people get involved in this, because that would have destroyed the situation. And I was watching the national media and the local media, and clearly Leicester still came out strong in that. And the police were magnificent, as was Sheila Lott from the City Council. That whole working together. But they'd spent weeks talking to local communities about how we're going to deal with this. We decided as a community that we didn't want them marching. What the problem is that they had that legal demonstration, which has cost us about £1 million as a city, and we have to pay that. We could lose 25 police constables as a result of that. Now, that is not on. We have to find a way in government of dealing with an organisation like that, which isn't about free speech. It's about trying to destroy a community, and we must get it stopped without losing our ability to have free speech in this country.
But in a way, it's also, not only did it galvanise us in the city, but after what happened in London a few months ago with the police, what happened here is a textbook template for the whole of the police force.
Absolutely.
And in fact, if you just mirror that ongoing, and they'll all learn from it, and they'll all spread that information out.
It felt like a demonstration of where all this future technology stuff we're talking about, where it kind of hits the road, where it's important, because the police weren't using it to say, look, here's what I had for breakfast, here's where I went on holiday. It was here's important information that, because we're doing this, fights aren't going to happen. People are not going to get arrested, you know, because we're using it for something critical.
It took away the fear, and it made us trust the community.
I know a lot of people, residents in the communities, were very fearful of what was happening, and rumours caused all sorts of fears, and the way the police and the local authority handled that was superb. So it kept the city calm. Radio Leicester were very good at actually keeping people informed about what was happening in a calm way. I think Leicester, as you said, showed the way of other authorities are dealing with these thugs, and that's what they are.
And if the EDL want to hit another town in the future, well, they're going to have the same challenges, because the police and the community will know what to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.